Hello, it's Samara here. I'm at the Royal College of Music with Christopher Cook, who's just hosted today's discussion. Now, we're having a bit of a Stravinsky party at the Proms over the next couple of days. We had Petrushka last night, and it's the Firebird tonight. Now, Christopher, Stravinsky's ballets are some of his most remarkable and popular works, aren't they?
Oh, it's a fantastic set of scores, and they go right the way through this guy's career, from the very beginning when he's a young Russian at 27, when he bursts into Paris in 1909 with the Firebird and startles the world with what he actually writes, through to the end of his life when he's still writing extraordinary scores to dance to, Agon, the last piece, and all of these scores, these extraordinary scores, really the kind of history of one man's music, if you like, are going to be heard in this year's Proms, giving us a chance to see how he developed, how he changed, how he responded. And the extraordinary thing too is this man who begins as a Russian in the end will become a great musical exile, and he will still somehow retain, we hope by the time we hear the last scores, some sense of that intrinsic Russianness that had been there at the very beginning.
Well, personally, I'm massively looking forward to tonight's Prom, because the Firebird is just a massive, monumental piece. So, Christopher's nodding as well. So do come on down, and if you can't make it, it's going to be on Radio 3.
And I would say anyone who doesn't weep in the final... Is it going? Anyone who doesn't weep in the final moments of the Firebird hasn't got a heart at all, or it's made of stone.
You heard it here first.